Even those who don't use the drug are increasingly tolerant of its use, as a February 2014 survey from the Pew Research Center confirmed. The survey showed that 67% of Americans in all demographic groups thought the government should focus more on providing treatment for and less on punishing those who use illegal drugs. Surprisingly, this sentiment cuts across party lines. More than half of those who felt the government should focus more on treatment than prosecution of marijuana identified themselves as Republicans. A full 75% of those polled felt the drug will eventually be legalized in all states. The ACLU advised this waning public support for drug prohibition is warranted, as evidence continues to document how the war on drugs has destroyed millions of lives, unfairly impacted communities of color, made drugs cheaper and more potent, caused countless deaths of innocent people caught up in drug war-related armed conflict, and failed to eliminate drug dependence and addiction. In short, Americans are fed up with the current government policy on drugs. By 2015, 23 states and the District of Columbia had legalized marijuana in some form, while 4 states have legalized it for recreational use, including Alaska and Oregon, where voters in 2014 approved legalization of recreational pot to become effective in 2015. Colorado and Washington previously passed similar ballot measures legalizing marijuana in 2012. Yet while many Americans support the legalization of marijuana, and a number of states have legalized or decriminalized the drug, in some places the fight against weed continues unabated. In 1992, there were 812 arrests for small amounts of marijuana in New York City. By 2012, this number had risen to 39,218 and represented almost a million hours wasted by law enforcement officers. Many have pointed to the social costs of draconian marijuana policies. As civil rights organizer Alfredo Carrasquillo put it, "We cannot afford to continue arresting tens of thousands of youth every year for low-level marijuana possession. We can't afford it in terms of the negative effect it has on the future prospects of our youth, and we can't afford it in terms of police hours. Such arrests ruin the lives of offenders who otherwise pose no threat to society." Many well-intentioned people have been unfairly caught up in the anti-drug hysteria. In 2013, Child Protective Authorities took the 6-month-old daughter of a Michigan couple, Gordon and Maria Green, whom they accused of having marijuana in the home, even though medical marijuana was legal under state law. Critics have accused caseworkers of using scare tactics to intimidate parents, telling them that while their possession of pot is legal under state law, they must surrender their children. Cases such as these go beyond concern over drug use and shed light on the deceptive practices of child protection agencies.